lives of those of us who are listening. Scott Derrickson, director of Doctor Strange. 1. Chief Commander Blues. Listen, God, look closely after him. He's more fragile than most people. Joan Baez, in her autobiography Daybreak, 1968. I'm preaching the word of God. I'm putting out your eyes. Bob Dylan, High Water for Charlie Patton, 2001. When I think of mystery, I don't think of myself, Bob Dylan once charmingly quipped. I think of the universe, like why does the moon rise when the sun falls? Why do caterpillars turn into butterflies? Dylan has refused to buy into the myth that his art is an unsolvable mystery. Speaking of his songwriting and performing, he said this to a journalist in 2001. I've had a God-given sense of destiny. This is what I was put on earth to do. Destiny or fate is something Dylan believes in. In fact, Jack Fate is the character he plays in his most recent film, Masked and Anonymous. Dylan is very accepting of the life he was given to live. He is resigned, he is content, and he is reminiscent, writes author Ronnie Cohane. In Masked and Anonymous, Dylan tells us that though it has been a wild ride, full of treachery and loyalty, hatred and gracious love, callousness and compassion, violence and passion, he and his alter ego, Jack Fate, have wrote it well. As to when the alleged mystery began, Dylan aficionados can recite the basic immutable facts. In Duluth, Minnesota, on a spring evening in 1941, May 24th at 9:05 p.m. to be precise, Beatrice Zimmerman gave birth to her first child, a baby boy, in St. Mary's Hospital. Abraham Zimmerman, the son of Jewish immigrants from Odessa, Russia, was the proud new father of this same baby boy who would, one day, be pondering the mysteries of the universe, the moon and the sun, and caterpillars turning into butterflies. The birth certificate is filed May 28, 1941, coinciding with the circumcision ceremony, writes Dave Engel in his book Just Like Bob Zimmerman's Blues. Brit Milah, or Bris, signifies God's covenant with Abraham. The operation is performed by a religiously schooled Moel in presence of relatives and congregation members. A big party follows. In 1968, biographer Robert Shelton asked Dylan's father if his son studied the biblical language and knew the whole Hebrew ritual. Bobby could speak. He knew 400 Hebrew words, remembered Abraham Zimmerman. Literally, he could speak Hebrew like they do in Israel today. Rabbi Reuben Meyer took great pride in him during his bar mitzvah preparation in 1954 and took him to show him off one Friday night. The rabbi would say the sentence in English and Bobby would say it in Hebrew. It is ironic that the seemingly inconsistent Bob Dylan, who occupies such hallowed space in the countercultural decade of the 1960s, has been so consistent in assuming that God exists. When asked by Neil Spencer of New Musical Express about the compatibility between his interest in Judaism, his visits to Israel in 1969 to 1971, and his controversial beliefs of 1979 to 1981, Dylan simply replied, "There's really no difference between any of it in my mind." In 2003, Larry Charles, the man who co-conspired with Dylan on the much-maligned Masked and Anonymous, spoke about this very topic. I think when he was born again, he was just expanding his feeling about religion and God, said Charles. In his mind, this is my interpretation, I don't think he saw such a disconnect between his Judaism and his Christianity. I think he sees it all as streams running from the same source. His definition of religion, his definition of God, is a very broad one and encompasses a lot of traditions, and I don't think they are in conflict with each other. For Charles to say that he thought Dylan was expanding his feeling about God after being born again is an intriguing assertion. Dylan believed Jesus was God. Many fans who follow Dylan might wonder how that could amount to an expansion of feeling about God. For some observers, this whole issue is irrelevant and apathy abounds. For the past 20 years, the only puzzle with each new Dylan album has been whether this serial monotheist is now a Christian or Jew, and most people I know stopped caring long ago, said Francis Davis of the Atlantic Monthly in 1999. But Bob Dylan's spiritual odyssey hasn't been the suddenly monotheistic one of the last...